This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We're hearing more and more talk of instituting a domestic war on terror. Glenn Greenwald says that he has seen all of this before. Some calling for new domestic police powers against terrorists admit that they are using a model from the first war on terror nearly two decades ago. Politicians and pundits even suggest that we think about creating a 9/11 type of commission for domestic extremism. That would obviously be modeled on the 9/11 commission established in 2002. Perhaps they argue that some of the lessons from the fight against Islamic terrorism can be applied to the threat here at home. Sure, let's just take the various weapons we used on foreign battlefields and import them onto a domestic soil against our fellow Americans. Glenn Greenwald reminds us that many of the abuses that surfaced due to the threat of Islamic terrorism, the authorization to use military force has been responsible for two decades of war. The Patriot Act that radically expanded government surveillance powers was enacted on the promise that it would be temporary and sunset in 4 years. He also asked why we would need new terrorism laws in a country that already imprisons more of its citizens than nearly every country in the world. What acts should be criminalized under these new domestic terrorism laws? We can assume that what will be criminalized will be anything the party in power dislikes. The justification for a domestic war on terror comes after the January 6 riot in the U.S. Capitol. Let me end with some needed common sense. If you attacked a police officer, you go to jail, whether you're carrying a Trump flag or an Antifa flag. If you trespass on federal property, whether a federal courthouse in Portland or the Capitol in Washington, you go to jail. We don't need new domestic terror laws. We need to enforce the laws we have. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.